Today on Japan Real Estate and Business News, Tokyo in the limelight, the rapidly expanding data center hub, the race to become a global financial hub, and the Nichome Gay District unites to survive the pandemic. I'm Pretty Donnelly, Sales and Marketing Manager with Nippon Tradings International. Thanks for joining us. In my previous podcasts, I have spoken about the effects of the pandemic on employees and telecommuting. We know that the widespread adoption of remote working and expanding e-commerce as a result of the coronavirus has impacted the digital infrastructure sector, in particular, the demand for data storage. AXA Investment Managers has purchased a large-scale, high-quality, strategically located data center in Koto Ward, South Tokyo, an area which has become a hub for data center assets. The 20,000-square-meter server facility is among Tokyo's largest data centers. The new server facility is capable of hosting 2,560 server racks. The structure is located around 7 kilometers, 4.3 miles, south of Tokyo's main financial districts. Investors, keep your eye on this area as the company believes that data centers, logistics, and residential platforms are well positioned to experience rental growth for stable rental income and increase in capital value in the long term. Known as a traditionalist society, times are certainly changing. Foreign professionals, Japan wants you. It is a fact that many high-skilled financial professionals from abroad leave Japan within 10 years, partly due to the current taxation system. Under the current system, Japan imposes an inheritance tax on foreigners' overseas assets if they live in the country for more than 10 years. But the special measure to be introduced will allow them to be exempted from this imposition. The government also plans to allow unlisted firms, including investment funds, to add remuneration of executives to business expenses to help reduce their corporate taxes. The tax incentive will deliver a message that Japan wants foreigners to stay longer and work longer. Japan is also attempting to turn the country into a major international financial hub. Higher taxes and language barriers are often cited as making Japan less attractive than other Asian rivals in the race to become an international financial hub. Foreigners can help change this stigma. Community is what is holding this district together during pandemic times. Tokyo's Shinjuku Nichome Gay District, with the most dense concentration of gay bars globally, fulfills a vital role for Japan's LGBTQ community in a nation where some gay men still marry women, and even a few Nichome bar owners haven't come out to their families. Unlike Japan's other entertainment districts, Nichome, with 400 bars packed into a space of several blocks, has always emphasized community. Many cater to niche groups, have only a handful of seats, and are staffed by one owner, whose loyal customers, often closeted, have come for decades. Low overhead helped many muscle through the worst months, along with rent cuts, often 30% and sometimes more. Only a handful of businesses failed due to the pandemic, but were replaced by new tenants. Events are live again, and most customers are used to hand sanitizer, masks, and social distancing. Profits are back to 65% from a year ago, but things remain tough, and coronavirus cases are again spiking in Japan. Nichome itself is stronger than ever because of its strong sense of community. When the owners had to shut down businesses, they got together and talked about how to make Nichome better. Quite simply, growth through a sense of unity. Thanks for listening. Please feel free to visit us at nippontradings.com. We are a Japanese proxy helping foreigners access properties in the second largest real estate economy in the world for investment purposes and for personal use. keeping you informed of the latest trends, business news, and featured properties in the Japanese real estate market, I'm Pretty Donnelly.